Michael Cunningham's novel The Hours was his breakthrough book. It not only garnered serious literary awards, it was also made into an Academy Award-winning movie starring Nicole Kidman. Cunningham's much-awaited new novel, Specimen Days, has just been published, and book critic Maureen Corrigan says it's an intriguing disappointment.
Michael Cunningham is hip enough to know that his latest novel, Specimen Days, has the day-old smell of a sequel about it. Like his bestseller, The Hours, Specimen Days is composed of three interlocking tales graced by the unifying presence of a literary muse. In interviews, Cunningham has deflected criticism about cashing in on a successful formula by wittily protesting that the two novels really couldn't be more dissimilar. In The Hours, the muse was Virginia Woolf. In Specimen Days, Walt Whitman is the presiding spirit. Let me suggest another difference between the two books. The Hours is a superb novel. Specimen Days, only a middling one. The Hours managed to pay explicit homage to Woolf's novel Mrs. Dalloway, while also unmooring itself from that progenitor. Specimen Days feels more derivative, not so much of Whitman's masterwork Leaves of Grass, but of itself. The novel essentially retells the same doomed love story via three different genres. The first tale, called In the Machine, is a work of straightforward literary fiction. Set in late 19th century New York, it follows a few days in the life of a misshapen 13-year-old boy named Lucas, the son of Irish immigrants, who's bizarrely memorized chunks of Whitman's poetry. Obliged to take his dead brother's place at a factory where no one can be bothered to tell him what he's making, Lucas pines for his dead brother's fiancée. The Children's Crusade, the second tale, morphs into a noir. A police psychologist named Kat, working in post-9/11 New York, races against the clock to identify a band of child suicide bombers who distinguish themselves by quoting Whitman. Kat succumbs to an obsession with one of the terrorists. The final tale, like Beauty, is futuristic sci-fi. New York has now deteriorated into a theme park where humanoid robots stage muggings for the amusement of foreign tourists. One robot escapes New York land with the improbable object of his desire, a 4.5-foot-tall green lizard from another planet. Perhaps through this triptych on misbegotten loves in Gotham, Cunningham is trying to mimic Whitman's own obsessive rewritings of Leaves of Grass. But the narrative costume changes here only succeed in giving Specimen Days an artificial quality, as though Cunningham were assigning himself a creative writing exercise in mastering the art of genre. And yet, to dismiss Specimen Days outright wouldn't be fair, because as always with Cunningham, there's the evocative power of his language. On every page of this novel, despite its contrivances, there's something genuine. A space where we readers are whisked deep into perceptions, feelings, and worlds removed from our own. Take Lucas's vision of what the men he works with at the factory have really exchanged in payment for their labors. Lucas began to see that the days at the works were so long, so entirely composed of the one act performed over and over and over again, that they made of themselves a world within the world. And that those who lived in that world, all the men of the works, lived primarily there and paid brief visits to the other world, where they ate and rested and made ready to return again. Specimen Days is filled with similar images of urban bleakness as well as paranoia. "Why exactly do you think we shouldn't be nervous all the time?" asks one New York robot to another in like beauty. Despite its disappointments, Specimen Days has about it the quiver of big city energy and anxiety at a moment when, once again, our fear of anonymous others holds sway. Writing about New York post-9/11, Cunningham lacks Whitman's egalitarian empathy, his joyous embrace of the anonymous masses. Even his 19th century story is infused with a retrospective skittishness. But at the same time, Cunningham recognizes that the city is still the only place where his unlikely couples could run into each other. His characters step into the street, elbows out, eyes darting in all directions. But nonetheless, they think it worthwhile to risk the unplanned, touch the unlike, ride the jostle of democracy and desire.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Specimen Days by Michael Cunningham.